Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you about our special guest. Donna Anderson is the creator of LoveFraud.com. That's a website that teaches people to recognize and recover from sociopaths. She learned about sociopaths the hard way. She married one. Donna is the author of a number of books, the most recent on senior sociopaths, co-author of two scientific studies. She founded Love Fraud Education, which offers webinars for survivors and professionals, and has shared her expertise on numerous television, radio, and online programs. This is her first time on Coast to Coast. Donna, welcome to the show. Looking forward to this.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much, George, for inviting me.
I'm going to ask you for definitions here for people who are going, all right, I need to know the difference between this. So first of all, what is a sociopath?
Okay, well, a sociopath is somebody who has a serious personality disorder in which they manipulate and take advantage of others. They're exploiters. Now, I'm not so sure that regular folks like you and me actually need to precisely understand the differences among all these disorders, because they overlap a lot. And what they have in common is that people who have the personality disorders are socially sick. Now, I use the word sociopath as an umbrella term for what the American Psychiatric Association calls Cluster B personality disorders, which are antisocial, narcissistic, borderline, and histrionic personality disorders, plus psychopathy. Sociopath currently is no longer an official diagnosis, but I use the word the way it was originally intended when it was coined back in 1930, as meaning anything that is deviated or pathological in social relations. So essentially, all of these folks are bad for the people who get targeted.
Uh-huh.
And in my personal opinion, it's not really necessary to be able to parse one from the other. If somebody is taking advantage of you, is lying to you, is manipulating you, and there's a bunch of other warning signs, then the person probably has one of these disorders and they're probably bad news.
I took your quiz on lovefraud.com, and I might be a target for a sociopath, they say. The end result of the quiz said, you could be a target. Watch out for the people you're with. So I'll have you explain to me what that could mean as well.
What it means is that anybody can be a target. It's just a matter of how big a target.
Uh-huh.
Because what sociopaths do is they they're always on the lookout for somebody that they can use. They're opportunists. So if a sociopath meets you, first of all, they evaluate you to see if you have something that they want. Then they figure out what your vulnerabilities are, and then they use your vulnerabilities to get you to give them what they want. Now, the problem, of course, is that we all have vulnerabilities. If you want something, that's a vulnerability. So anybody can be targeted by a sociopath.
Isn't marketing sociopathic?
Well, I suppose you could look at it that way.
I mean, you look at what somebody needs, what they want, and what you want, and you go after them.
Yeah, this is true, but I suppose the difference is that if you're looking at an ad, you know it's an advertisement, and hopefully you're using your discretion on whether or
true.
Not you're going to buy that product.
Does the sociopath, Donna, know what they are?
Sometimes. I've definitely heard of people who have acknowledged that they're sociopaths. I've had folks get in contact with me and say that they are disordered, say that they're a sociopath, and quite frankly, often they're proud of it. I mean, this is the difference, or one of the differences, between a sociopathic personality disorder and a typical mental illness, because a personality disorder goes very, very deep, and what it means is that this person most likely has always been this way. Folks usually start to see signs of personality disturbances when the people are in their early teenage years, or certainly by the time they're 20. So they've always been that way. Whereas someone who may have anxiety or depression most likely understands what it's like to feel good and feel healthy, and they don't want to be that way. So sociopaths quite often have been diagnosed if somebody has dragged them into a therapist or if they've been arrested. Often they're proud of themselves. I've actually had sociopaths tell me that they're evolution's next step.
Interesting. Now, are sociopaths born or created?
It's a little bit of both. The condition is highly genetic, especially with antisocial personality disorder and psychopathy, because those are the ones that have been the most studied. And so it's about 50% genetic. And what that means is that if someone is born with a predisposition to a disorder, then there is an interaction between nature and nurture. So then it depends on the type of upbringing they get or the environment that they grew up in whether or not they actually do become disordered. Now, the problem, of course, is that if someone is born with a predisposition, it typically means that one of their parents is disordered, or there could be disorder back further on the family tree, but often it's one of the parents. Well, sociopaths make terrible parents. So, unfortunately, they engage in the type of parenting that will allow their, you know, little kid to become a mini-me and become another sociopath.
What is a psychopath?
A psychopath is very similar to someone with antisocial personality disorder. In fact, there's a lot of disagreement in the mental health field. So, it's... Some people describe it as an enhanced version of antisocial personality disorder, but essentially it depends on who you ask, because most of the university researchers use the term psychopath in their research, and this is because there was an instrument that is developed called the Psychopathy Checklist Revised, which is how they evaluate someone's level of disorder. And that instrument has been validated hundreds of times to be pretty accurate in determining someone, the level of disorder. So that's what all the university researchers use. And then all the therapists and the clinicians use antisocial personality disorder, because that's the term that is required by the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. And they have to use terminology or a diagnosis from that book in order to get reimbursed by insurance companies, so they're going to use that. In truth, these are almost identical, but not quite the same. And now there's another definition that is making the rounds, which is called antisocial personality disorder slash psychopathy, and like what a mouthful, which is why I use the term sociopath, because this is way too much. So essentially, it's somebody who has they're grandiose. They take advantage of others. They're charismatic. They have a need for excitement. Often have a criminal record, but not always. So anyhow, they're very similar, but not precisely the same.
Now, some of those traits, though, seem pretty nice. I mean, like you want excitement in your life. You want to succeed and things like that. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the dilemma of these personality disorders, you know, because especially if you talk about antisocial personality, you know, most people interpret antisocial to mean that somebody is a hermit. Well, that's not the case, you know, because these folks, the way they live is by taking advantage of people. And in order to do that, you need to be outgoing and extroverted and everything like that. So I do talk about this in depth in one of my books, which is called Red Flags of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath, and I go through the traits. And like the number one trait to recognize someone who's disordered is that they're charismatic and charming, and they're magnetic, and they seem to be a lot of fun, and they're the life of the party. Well, you're right. I mean, that sounds like fun. So, you know,
and they sound like great traits for most people, right?
Yes, and so that's why you need to look at the entire package. You know, for example, some of the more traits that one would appreciate includes charismatic and charming. They also tend to be very sexy for anybody who's looking for a date. You know, that's kind of appealing. And another thing that they do when they're trying to seduce somebody into a romantic relationship is that they engage in something that I call the sudden soulmate. I mean, you meet this person and you think that they're wonderful. You feel like you've met the person you've been waiting for all your life. Well, there's a reason for that. And the reason is that the sociopath studies you, figures out what it is that you want, and makes himself or herself into that person.
Ah, interesting.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Now, what is the narcissist?
The narcissist is very similar. Narcissists are, as the term is commonly known, they focus on themselves. I mean, they tend to think that they're the best and the brightest and the most wonderful. They feel like they're entitled to anything that they want. They feel like they're better than everyone else. And, you know, this term has become very common these past few years. Everybody's talking about narcissists. But then when they talk about the behaviors, to me, it sounds like they're talking with somebody who has antisocial personality disorder or psychopathy. So my theory is that they just don't want to admit that they might be involved with a psychopath. And narcissist doesn't sound so scary, so they're using the terminology narcissist. In reality, I think many of the folks are actually dealing with someone with antisocial personality disorder.
And you somehow married a sociopath.
Yeah, this guy took
And let me ask you this, Donna. Before you married him, you weren't into this. You didn't understand it. You didn't study it. This came after the fact, right?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, that's what happens to most of us, you know, who are now trying to help people who have these, who get into these situations, is that we were blindsided. When this happened to me, it was back in 1996. And nobody was talking about any of this stuff. I mentioned previously the psychopathy checklist revised. Well, that had just been invented like 2 or 3 years before that, like in 93. It was when it came out. So there was no information about this. And plus, it was before there was Google, so you couldn't Google anybody. So I met this guy. I met him online, although it wasn't long distance. He only lived a half an hour away from me. And he was a total con man. He took $250,000 from me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not done. He cheated with at least 6 different women during our 2.5-year relationship. He had a child with one of those women. And then 10 days after I left him, not 10 days after we divorced, but 10 days after I left him, he married the mother of the child, which was the second time he committed bigamy.
Jeez. So,
needless to say, my head was spinning, and I was talking to my therapist and telling her about all his outrageous betrayals, and she said, "He sounds like a sociopath." I'm like, "Sociopath? What's that?
What is that?" And yeah.
That's how I got into this.
Now, the name of your new book is called Senior Sociopaths. What does that title tell you?
Well, what it tells you is that they never stop. And this is actually kind of contrary to the prevailing view in the mental health field, because if you look at the research, and which I did when I was going through all this, time and time again, you'll find in the scientific literature and other articles that the experts are saying sociopaths burn out in their 40s and engage in less antisocial behavior. Well, I was 40 when I met this man, and he told me he was 49. Of course, he lied about that. Then he admitted that he was actually 51, and he didn't want to fib to me. Well, he was 55, and everything that he did, he was between the ages of 55 and 58. So this guy obviously did not burn out. And I kept hearing the same stories from other people, that they were involved with folks who were 20, 30, 40 years older than them, or they were 40, 50, or 60 years old and still doing it. So I wanted to research and document whether or not this was a thing, that it was actually happening. And that's, I did a survey of love fraud readers, and they verified my suspicions. People who have these disorders do not burn out.
Where would you categorize a serial killer, a Ted Bundy? What would they be?
They're probably a psychopath. In fact, Dr. Robert Hare, who created the psychopathy checklist revised, he's like the guru for psychopathy. I believe he wrote about Ted Bundy. So, yes, they definitely have psychopathy. They could also have antisocial personality because, you know, they're very close. But those are the... Actually, there's other people who are the worst of the worst. Psychopaths are bad, but then there's another category of people who are called schizopaths, and these are people who have both psychopathy and schizophrenia, and they're like have no conscience, plus they're hearing voices. So they're the ones who are really crazy.
Incredible. Now, in Ted Bundy's case or something like that, Were they abused as kids? Something happened to them.
I'm not sure about Ted Bundy's history, but sometimes they're abused and sometimes they're not. Because as I explained, the prime thing for anybody with psychopathy or antisocial personality disorder is that it's highly genetic. And he could have been abused because, again, one of the parents could have been disordered and would have been abusive. So, yes, plenty of people who have these disorders are abused as children. But that's not always the case. You know, I have spoken to people who have realized that their own children were disordered because it came down through the genetic crapshoot somehow. And they did their best. They took them to therapy. They loved unconditionally and all this stuff. And the kids still turned out bad. So it depends on what they call the genetic insult. And what that means is how bad a dose of the bad genetics that somebody gets. So sometimes if someone is born with a predisposition and you start working with them young enough, you can divert them. But sometimes nothing can be done.
Now, if you're not a sociopath, if you're not a psychopath, if you're not a narcissist, what are you? What do we call those kinds of normal people, I guess?
Some people call it neurotypical. I mean, I've heard that terminology. The short answer is you're healthy. You're somewhat healthy and healthy and reasonably able to love. I mean, this is the key difference with people who have one of these personality disorders, the exploitative personality disorders, in that they are impaired in their ability to authentically love. They just don't have the capacity to truly care about someone else and to put someone else's needs before their own, and that's a reason why they don't have the ability to authentically love.
How would you categorize Vladimir Putin based on the things you're seeing right now?
He could be disordered, and, you know, the scary part about that is psychopaths want to win. I mean, this is their primary function in life is to win, to be in control,
sure,
to be in power.
Would Hitler be one of those two?
A lot of people say that, but I think some people have also said that he had other problems as well. His behavior is definitely classically psychopathic.
Listen to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.